Well, welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 26th day of April, 2024. The lines are open. Join the conversation. Good opportunity. Meanwhile, we have Colonel Wilkerson on with Judge Napolitano talking about Bibi Netanyahu's influence on the U.S. government. Let's pick it up.
Hi, everyone. Judge Andrew Napolitano here for Judging Freedom. Today is Friday, April 26th, 2024. Apologies for our late start. These things happen from time to time. Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson is with us now. Colonel, always a pleasure, my dear friend. Thank you for joining us. Colonel, what good will come from the United States government allocating $61 billion to the Ukrainians, only about one-third of which will ever reach them if there's a government there to receive it?
I think we have a couple of callers here standing by. Chance in West Virginia. Chance, join the conversation. Your thoughts.
Yes, hello, Jimbo. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the world gets more Orwellian by the day. Do you see the mind screw psyop that they play on people, especially Americans? They pick their chose. Bernie Sanders, of all people, a socialist, to take a stand against Israel. You know, it's kind of like how they chose the genocidal murdering of white farmers' government of South Africa to stand against the murderous Israel. Ain't it uncanny? It kind of sounds like endorsements for Sanders and South Africa to me, the way they choose these psyops. What do you think about that?
Well, of course, Bernie's Jewish himself, so I think his speaking out is very good, symbolic. We had this protest in New York City in Grand Central where there were hundreds of Jews against genocide. I thought that was fantastic and very impressive. I'm a little more sympathetic to Bernie being an authentic voice against genocide. But go ahead, Chance.
I know, but I just wonder if it's a ploy, you know, that's all. Now, considering the fact that all the Jewish lobbying groups, right, AIPAC, et cetera, control most of our politicians at almost all levels, you know, I wouldn't be surprised one little bit if all these universities and colleges are shut down soon or, at the very least, reprimanded by the courts to end all the pro-Palestinian protests. You know, after all, for an example, right, just take a look at Florida's Governor DeSantis' stand against the protesters. Now, that's just the beginning of all the ass-kissing to Israel. Soon, more governors across the country will get on the bus. You can count on it, Democrats and Republicans.
I am completely disgusted by opposition to student protests. That's exactly what ought to be encouraged. Even my own university, Princeton, has taken a severe stance against protests, against genocide. I am ashamed of Princeton for doing that.
You went to Princeton? I didn't know that. That's in my home state, my original home state.
New Jersey, yeah.
Yes.
I graduated magna cum laude in philosophy in 1962, and I did my undergraduate thesis for the most influential philosopher of science in the world at the time, Carl G. Hempel. It was great for me. It was all men at the time, Chance, and they had very high academic standards. They had a 1-7 grading scale, which was unique but was very appropriate. It was a way that could be very discriminating. Unfortunately, not only did they go co-ed, which I think was a colossal blunder, but they abandoned the 1-7 for a ordinary A through F regimen. So now virtually everyone going to Princeton gets A's in every subject. I mean, it was a bad move in both cases. And now to take a stand against anti-genocide protests, that's insulting. It's ludicrous. It's shameful. Absolutely shameful,
well,
Chance. So I'm all with you on this.
You could look forward to more politicians now jumping on board. It's disgraceful what I see. It's disgraceful. They all kiss the ass of Israel. This is really mind-blowing. You know, and it's both sides, Democrats and Republicans. I mean, when I heard DeSantis in Florida, too, talk, I said, oh, God, here comes another one with this nonsense. And this is a Republican conservative, so they say.
Right.
So that's why I said you could look for more governors on both sides of the aisle doing the same shit. They're so beholden to Israel. It's pathetic. And as long as we have Zionist-controlled politicians, I don't care who they are, we'll never get out of this mess, Jimbo. Never.
It's not obvious how we're going to get out of it, and especially when Trump has gone all in on more aid for Ukraine and Palestine. I am just repulsed by that chance. What was your reaction, Jimbo?
Jimbo, I told you about him. I told you he was Zionist-controlled. I'm not a Trump hater, but I could see through him. I could see through him, and I saw through him last time. I told you that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you woke up to the fact, because this is not going to be the last time he's going to let you down. Jimbo, have a good day, and thank you for taking my call now.
Thanks, Chance. Great call. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, Doctor. I see Netanyahu chimed in on free speech on college campuses. He thinks we should have it canceled. And I said, well, you know, I think I agree with him, Dr. Fetzer, if he would agree to cancel all compound interest on 30-year mortgages.
You know, I think
that'd be a great idea. But that's not what I called about. That's not what I called about. Now, we both know that the moon shot is a total hoax, right?
Sure.
And they spent how many years? How much money with the cooperation of government agencies and the media and the educational system to convince us that we walked on the moon? Now, didn't they? Then why couldn't they have done the same thing with the nuclear weapons project?
Honest to Pete, Rick, I just don't think so. I have someone I know rather well who's pushed the no nuke thing, but I'm telling you, I'm convinced the nukes are real. I wish they were not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, I mean, I think there's overwhelming evidence of their existence. I've seen so many detonations. A wonderful film I recommend to everyone, Dr. Strangelove, by Sidney Kubrick, who actually was involved in filming the moon landing hoax. So there I say, there's another... Say that again.
I'm not 100% on that they're fake. I'm just, you know, I'm not, I know the moonshot's a hoax, but, you know, it enters the, you know, it entertains the possibility that the same thing could have happened before the moonwalk, and that's where they got the idea to sell us the moonwalk. So I don't know. Look, at if they haven't been tested in so many years, how do we know they even go to work? So I don't know.
Oh, you're for taking
nukes?
Well, listen, let me just tell you, Rick, they're using tactical nukes already. Christopher Busby, who's an expert on cancer and radiation, went to Iraq, to Fallujah, to investigate a proliferation of genetic abnormalities, you know, no arms, no leg, two heads, no brain, all that sort of thing, expecting he would discover that was because of the use of depleted uranium, perhaps the densest material known to man, which is perfect for anti-tank weapons because it slices right through armor, and discovered instead that was from an enriched uranium from a new class of tactical nuclear weapons. We also have reports they were used in Lebanon, and I believe they've even been used in Gaza. So I only wish you were right, Rick. But I'm afraid we're going to see increasing use of nuclear weapons to all of our detriment, you know, potentially contaminating a large part of the world and making it uninhabitable. Thanks for the call, Rick. Thank you for the call. Joe in Tennessee, welcome back, Joe.
I read an article. It was very disturbing because it brought back a bad memory. And it was at a university, Ohio, Indiana University, and there were snipers on the roof. I mean, training their long guns on the protesters. And the reason it brings back bad memories is back in the end of Fed days with Ron Paul and 9/11 Truth, we were at the Federal Reserve Building in Jacksonville, and there might have been not even 100 of us. We had a march from the Federal Reserve Building down to the statue of Andrew Jackson in Jacksonville. we were gathered outside the Federal Reserve Building, and there were guys up on the roof in black uniforms, and they had those sniper rifles, and they were, like, sighting in on us and everything. And all we were doing was giving out, you know, I was giving out my 9/11 Truth DVDs, and I had Carol Pratt there, who was about 80 years old, you know, an old John Bircher, just a wonderful woman. And it was really disturbing, and it really... I mean, I remember at the time saying, why do they have sniper rifles, and why are they, like, pointing them at us? And what, you know, because that's horrible, you know, when gun etiquette, you don't point a gun at somebody, period. And it was, it really was a horrible thing. I remember back during, was it the Bundy protest, and they had FBI snipers pointing rifles at people protesting the seizure of their property. It wasn't until one of the protesters started pointing one of his guns at the snipers that came to an end. And I just, it just shows that when you're doing something that the government really doesn't like, they're going to come down hard on you. These Palestinian protesters, my heart's with you. And at the same time, I know what you're in for. It's not going to be George Floyd summer. You didn't see any sniper rifles pointed at any of the people that were burning cities down, because they had the approval of the power structure, you know? So it just really, it's infuriating. And one of the other infuriating things is watching Jim Jordan grill Christopher Wray over the Richmond field office, you know, when they put out that that notice about Catholics being domestic terrorists, and the fact that although this happened a couple years ago, and they were infiltrating Catholic churches, they still won't give the name of the agents at the Richmond field office. And it's very upsetting to me, but it's quite obvious what it's going to be when you hear those names. Now, we know, as a Catholic, it really infuriates me that my country calling me a domestic terrorist and my religion being slandered as that, especially since Catholics just are very patriotic people. There are a lot of us in law enforcement, a lot of us in the military, you know, we're very supportive of this country. And it just made me think, who are these people? I'll guarantee you there's a few Jewish names in there. I'll guarantee you there's a few, very few, there are probably some gays, agents, there are probably some pro-abortion. You know, you can tell there's like four groups that really hate Catholics in this country. They're the Jews, because we're the only ones really that stand up against them. We have throughout history. There's the LGBT group, they're the abortionists, and they're the Freemasons. And you can almost always include them, one or the other, into this anti-Catholic bias in America these days, especially in law enforcement, because they really don't like the fact that we're kind of like bitter clingers when it comes to standing up for morality in this country, the morality that they don't like. You know, when you'll see a lot of Catholics out there speaking up against the Jews. You'll see a lot of Catholics speaking up against the LGBT tranny agenda. You'll see a lot of Catholics talking about the abortion issue, you know, which is really hated by the power structure. Look what this government does to people that protest abortion. They get treated worse than people protesting Palestine, for Palestine. I mean, there are people getting 10 years for praying outside of a clinic in this country.
Yeah.
And it really is, it's really this country, the America is so hostile to Catholics. I think it's time for Catholics to start being hostile to America. I mean, America, this is, as a Catholic, I'm disgusted by this country. I really am disgusted by it. And it really, I'm starting to think it really is the great Satan. And I'm actually proud that the Catholic Church is the church that is being demonized by this evil government, especially with Joe Biden running.
And I can add that as an agnostic, I'm disgusted by this country. I mean, we have gone off the rails. I think you're making a lot of very good points, Joe. Give us a final thought.
Well, I'd like to add on what's going on with Trump. I think that I'm not surprised that Trump is very supportive of Israel. He's always been a Zionist. And also, I think he lives in that Fox News kind of media echo chamber. I mean, I have members of my family that you talk about what's going on to the Palestinians. It's Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. They've just been brainwashed. So I can't get angry at them. I feel pity. pity towards them about where they're getting their information. And I can't, you know, they've always been pro-Israel. I'm not going to change them. I also think when it comes to the Ukraine vote, that, you know, if the Republicans, I was against the vote. I called my congressman, told her to vote against it, which she did, but I'm in Tennessee. But, you know, if the Republicans didn't pass that Ukraine vote, this war is a failure. And it's going to give Biden the excuse to say, well, it's because the Republicans didn't fund the war. So there was a little bit of that, I think, in the reasoning for why some of the Republicans voted for the bill, a bill which I'm horribly against, but I can understand the politics of it. There is a dirty politics to this. And I think
Joe, that's a very astute observation, because the Ukraine war is lost, and the question becomes who's going to be blamed for it. And if the Republicans had opposed additional funding, they would have been blamed for it. I think that's a very astute observation.
And I'd like to add in closing that Trump has said, and he said it the day one of his presidency, the war in Ukraine will be over. So although Trump might have supported Johnson, I don't know if he said he supported the war, I think Trump would end this war. And I think that the war never would have even started if Trump was president. It's a crappy war, and we got to keep the blame on the man who started it, which is Joe Biden and Boris Johnson and Zelensky and the Jewish cabal that wants dead Christians. And I'll leave it at that, and thank you, Jim.
Well, let me just add a point, Joe. LBJ constantly told JFK that the time was not right for the Civil Rights Act, which Jack wanted to pass. Lyndon wanted to take credit for it himself, so he put it off until after he had Jack whacked. And then, of course, he went forward and promoted it. He said he'd have the blacks voting Democrat for the next 100 years. I think it's worn off now. I think blacks are seeing through and recognizing Trump does a lot more good for them than do they, but I hope Trump isn't following his lead in wanting to put off the border security so he can secure it when he becomes president, because we need it shut down now. And I hope he's not putting off, you know, let's get rid of that Ukraine war. But I think you make a nice point about the politics. Good call. Good call, Joe.
Thank you.
Our next caller from North Carolina. Miss Silly, do we have your name right? Miss Silly, join the conversation.
Hey, young man. Yes, this is Miss Silly. A couple quick points for you.
I should have known.
Young man. I had to play with you. Go figure. One, I have to applaud Russia for taking out that missile or missiles or whatever that the government and the military of Israel wanted to shoot over to Iran. That was inappropriate. Use of power.
It was an F-35. The report is it was an F-35 carrying a nuke that the Russians shot down.
Good. I applaud them for doing that, because that was uncalled for, especially since the government and the military of Israel instigated that problem to begin with, that one Iranian embassy in Syria, for that matter, in Damascus. So, aside from that issue, there was another thing you touched upon earlier that I was going to address.
I'll carry you over, Silly. We'll be right back and continue our conversation.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit. is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Bad fun for you. Yeah, there's two quick thoughts for you. One, the aspect of, or prospect of Fauci actually doing a hearing, you know what this response is going to be, right?
I don't recall.
He might as well just have a tape recorder set up so he don't have to open his mouth, which means he's going to be lying like a dog. And just had the recorder set to, I do not recall an answer to a question that he's being questioned about. Because that's all he's going to do, because it'll be a dog and pony show at the cost of the everyday person, actual U.S. citizen, not a foreign illegal immigrant, for that matter.
Yes.
Now, I have a really good thought for you. The aspect that the so-called elite, called spoiled brats that want everyday person to eat insects and all that kind of stuff, I have a fantastic thought that they never thought of, or at least they didn't, just wanted to admit it. But how about feeding those insects to chickens in the factory? How about doing that instead of feeding them garbage that to help spit out eggs and to keep them in a 2x2 size container so they can't get out and exercise their legs and all that, and getting synthetic drugs to plump them up and all that so they can spit out more eggs? Feed those insects to the chickens instead.
But silly, remember, they want to insult us. And chickens are too wonderful. Eggs are one of the best foods you can consume. They don't have our best interests at heart. They want to decimate most of the world population. Right? Yeah.
Well, that gives me also the fact that, one, it's an insult to the chickens as well, because chickens go through a lot to ovulate and to produce that egg to begin with. They go through a lot. And so I just feel for them, especially when they end up losing their life. What do they probably do? They probably take the body and have it processed and feed it to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Good, now, silly. Good.
That,
good.
Have a fun weekend. Oh, and by the way, Mom,
hey,
my thoughts.
It is weekend. It is Friday. It is Friday, silly. We're on it.
And hugs to Layla and the Palestinians. My heart goes to them.
You,
later.
You take care.
Later.
Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation.
Hey, the term ZOG, C-O-G, stands for Zionist Occupied Government. That's pretty much what younger people call America today. You know,
yeah.
And that's kind of what we have, is just ZOG, not Democrat or Republican versus liberal and this and that.
I think the whole world agrees with you. I think the whole world agrees with you, Dan.
I think, you know, America was, it was about, you know, 90% white, you know, after World War II or 85. So they had to divide and conquer. So they really, you know, you go back and watch all those old TV shows, from Dick Van Dyke to Mary Tyler Moore to Little House on the Prairie. And there's so much propaganda and all this stuff. But they really got, you know, women against men. And it's important now to support our women, even if they got the pink hair, because I've noticed, you know, if they're on the left coast or liberal or in college or whatever, because these women are under attack right now, mostly from Jews. And so if they go out and protest genocide, the Jewish, you know, the media is going to try to get us to say, oh, don't you hate those liberals? They're just a left coaster, you know, and we're on your side, white man, you know. You even got, like, Bill Maher. A lot of these guys, they're gonna start voting more Republican, you know. So they're trying to move in, and they're trying to get the average white man against this
yeah.
woman again, you know.
So, I think you're right. I think you're right, Dan. Not only are blacks and Latinos moving to the right and toward Trump, but so are some of the more sane left wingers, people like Bill Maher, who actually have a functioning brain.
Right, right. But see, that means I'm going to move to the left because I'm not on Bill Maher's side. I mean, I hate that guy. So I just think it's support. We should support the college protesters. Don't let them. They started pushing that Karen meme because a while ago, like when Harvey Weinstein got arrested, a lot of that was just Gentile white women who caused the Me Too movement, right? So I think a lot of that Jews felt betrayed by the Me Too movement, so they made up the Karen meme, and they were trying to get a lot of the right-wing guys to, you know, hate Karen, but we kind of realized early on that this is just an anti-white hate slur, so.
Dan,
anyway, support the protesters. Thanks.
Agreed. Thanks for the call. Good stuff.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Alexander in Canada, join the conversation, Alexander.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to make a couple of points. You see, so what's happening in the colleges, this is just to show you that the Jewish people are showing off their power. They're suppressing free speech. They're getting people fired, getting people losing their tenure position. For all the professors, and see, so there's a massive double standard. You see, when the Black Lives Matter and Antifa, which were all funded by Jews, by the way, they did all the damage on the streets, and the media and the colleges supported it. But when the Palestinians protest, they get condemned, and see, sir, these universities have a drag queen story hour. Were men dressed as women dancing in front of kids? The schools don't say anything, but when the Palestinian protests, they get condemned. You see the hypocrisy.
Yes, it's overwhelming. I am just ashamed that this is happening.
Yes, and. And also, sir, the thing is, I totally understand your frustration about Trump. We're all frustrated, but see, so the, Trump knows how powerful the Jews are, and they ambushed him, or they're putting a lot of pressure on him, So he's just playing politics. But the thing is, he should have. It's very frustrating, like you said. And see, so what do you think is going to happen next now? Like with Israel and Iran and Hezbollah. Like, what do you think? Hello? Hello, sir, are you there?
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Play the game. It's easy. Somebody. not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
We're with Alexander in Canada. Do we have our callers back or no? Okay,
yeah,
good. Alexander, yeah, you are going to comment, then I was going to Renee. Go ahead, Alexander.
You see, so I was going to tell you that, you see, you're absolutely right. Like, a lot of these people on campus are being funded by George Soros. And see, so that there was a case the other day, like 2 days ago, like there's this Jewish girl going around saying that she got hit, and it turned out it was all fake. Like nobody touched her.
Right.
So a lot of these people are acting and getting paid by George Soros.
Alexander, what's Soros' motivation to encourage pro-Palestinian protests, you know, anti-genocide? What's a benefit to Soros?
Well, see, so Soros is Jewish. He's a complete sellout to America, and he's funding these groups like Black Lives Matter, Antifa, so he could divide and conquer the country, and he funded Joe Biden, he funded Hillary Clinton, in the previous campaigns. So yeah, like he's a member of the establishment,
So even though he's all for the genocide, he thinks it can provoke more controversy in the U.S. to support the pro-Palestinian anti-genocide movement on the campuses.
See, sir, I'm not following you. Are you talking about like George Soros instigating the protests?
I don't believe he originated them. I'm curious. I have a map of a dozen of these protests, and I've only seen three leaders identified as being somehow tied to Soros. I'm skeptical about the story, and I'm wanting to know why you think Soros would do this. Why would he support pro-Palestinian protests across our country?
He's supporting the Jewish-Israeli protests, not the pro-Palestinian. He's supporting the other side.
My understanding was he was promoting the pro-Palestinian protests. You're saying no. Go ahead.
He's supporting Jews who are instigating problems with the Palestinians, so they can play the victim card, and stuff like that. He's giving money to Jewish organizations and on campus and stuff like that to instigate all the problems. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Yes, you have
some more? Thanks, Alexander. Renee, if you heard my suggestion that you sort of break it up rather than one long monologue, go ahead, Renee, you're on the air.
Okay, I understood those articles to be like what you said, that he was giving money to the pro-Palestinian side. I don't know, I'll have to go back and check, but I saw it like you saw it. Because I remember it caught my eye, too. It's like, well, that's kind of odd. But you know what? I want to say, too, about Francis's idea. I really like Francis's idea. Look, don't feed us the bugs, okay? Feed the chickens, the bugs that give us those great eggs, that's their natural diet, okay? So they should feed them, just like years ago I said, it would take a small fraction of the money that we give away in waste, okay? If our country cared about us and wanted to long-term look out for us, like Johnny Appleseed, they should have been planting, like, a program to plant nut and fruit trees and perennial herbs and stuff all over this country. To me, that's what a government would do to help make sure that their population always had food. Makes sense to me, okay?
Remember, they have contempt for human beings. They want to kill most of humanity. They want to insult us and show their control by forcing us to eat bugs. I mean, that's the agenda. I mean,
well,
I know.
They don't care about us. They, like I say, they make up wars. Listen, they make up wars to send people out to kill and be killed. And, it really hurts my feelings sometimes. You know, some of the stuff that's said, like, we just have it so good as women, you know. Oh, it's such a blast for us. We get to birth these little sons and daughters and raise them up, and then we get to put them in the government meat grinder where they give them back to us dead or badly mentally or physically damaged, and we have to bury them, take care of them. It's just such a fun ride for us, okay? Being female and mothers, but see, when people can't put themselves in other people's shoes, when they only see it from their perspective, that's what happens. But, you know, we women pay a heavy price bearing husbands, children, fathers. And, you know, if you've ever listened to a mother who's lost a child, she will often say, take me, Lord, instead. Because the heartache of having to go through that is so severe, she'd rather die than go through that. But that's not what I called about. The thing is, I wish people do not understand. This is why you're going to see more of these Republican politicians betray us. I'm going to explain it. What you do, you need to Google Christian Zionism, where you really understand this has been going on since literally like the 16th century by Christian Protestants, this whole Zionism idea. It came from them. In fact, a lot of the Puritans were also Zionists. Okay, so this started with Christians way before it got to the Jews. Okay, so the thing is, but people don't really understand this. And what happens is, I actually ran into, I don't watch TYT, but a little clip turned up on YouTube that was really good, where TYT has clips of Pastor Hagee explaining to them how he and these other pastors, with their checkbooks, they'll fly into Washington, like about 250 of them, and they go to Congress, and they pressure and manipulate them, okay? So the thing is, even David Duke did a talk I heard the other day condemning the Christian Zionists. See, so what's happening is with these, like Governor Abbott and all these, what's happening is these guys are looking out for their job because the biggest Republican voting bloc is evangelical white Christian Protestants. They make up about one-third of Republican voters. So the thing is, they have a lot of power over these people. And Hagee admits how they go and they pressure them. So the thing is, in a lot of ways, with manipulating these conservative Republican governors and stuff, is because Jewish people don't have enough votes here in this country, okay? The thing is, what's really pressuring them are these evangelical Protestant Christians. And like I say, don't listen to me. Go look at the TYT clip, and you can hear it coming out of Hagee's own mouth, how he wants all this war and how they were going to be flying up there again, he and about 250 others, to with their checkbooks, too, to pressure. pressure Congress for this. So the thing is, I know it's hard to look at your own group sometimes. Believe me, when even David Duke's admitting this, and let's face it, he generally blames Jews for everything. But I heard him talk recently about this. So, and Mike Johnson, see, Mike Johnson, my one last thing on Mike Johnson. These men like Mike Johnson, he did that 180. He probably went to the CIA and they said, roll the film. And they have pictures of Mike Johnson wearing leather in a sex dungeon abusing a little boy, okay? These really straight-laced looking men, sometimes they have the worst kinks. And because that 180 on him is just unbelievable.
Good stuff, Renee. Thank you. Gary in Arkansas. Gary, join the conversation. Gary, are you there? Gary in Arkansas, are you there? Should be Gary, but we don't have Gary. Well, Reb in Colorado, Reb, make it real concise because I got two others. If you can possibly squeeze in, just make a brief comment, please. Reb.
Okay, can you hear me? This is Reb from Bubba Scow. Reb. We'll make it real concise. They just told me at Fort Carson, they're replacing the MPs with robots run by foreign enemies, you jerks. While this is happening, and you have the nerve to talk about the Arabian Peninsula? This is my country. Get through your head. We gotta stop this.
They are actually replacing the MPs with robots. You know, I didn't get that the other day.
Wow. This ain't gonna happen. No. I put them on the phone. I told the MPs. These were MPs. I said, you stay on the phone. We called 7th Congressional District. Her name's Brittany Pedersen. And the jerk picked up. And he hung up. I said, no, you're not. Well, I called him back. I said, everybody, you listen to this. Hey, you jerks, you get on that floor to the House of Representatives because you better be telling the facts. And we're not taking this foreign enemies running robots in our installations of the Army. We're bringing the troops here, and we'll level the place.
Thanks, Reb. Thank you. Tom in Florida, Tom. Got you in, fella. Go ahead.
Yeah, good day. Good day, everybody. Having a great weekend. Jim, I want to talk about this Harvey Weinstein situation. So if this guy's getting off, and we don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to work out, but they're going to try to spin this where he wasn't that bad a guy. You know, they control the media. Ted Turner said it. He who controls the media controls the mind. That's exactly why they had created CNN. But he never thought it would be such a monster where the Zog would take over. Now, Jim, I got to ask you this real quick. I want you to give me an answer. What would have happened? One of these Zionists in this country can ever say to the Christians, if it wasn't for you saving our ass in World War II, where would they be right now if Hitler would have won World War II? Hypothetical. What would have happened?
I wish I could give you an educated guess, but there are many who think that we would have actually been better off. I mean, given that the Holocaust story was nonsense, given the Jews have been booted out of 100 countries, you know, it's not at all obvious that Hitler had the wrong policies. He actually turned Germany into the mighty economic engine of Europe after the Treaty of Versailles dealt with it so unjustly, Tom.
Well, it was 160 countries, Jim, that he'd been kicked out of. But, you know, there are great Jews. Let's not kid ourselves. Like at Levin, like at Savage, there's a lot of great ones. There really is. But, you know, they acknowledge that there's a Christian that came to their salvation, to save them. If it weren't for the Christian male in the military in World War II, they probably would have been on an island. I don't even know if they would have been to Israel. Maybe Madagascar. And all I hear is how bad white people are by these people. And like you said, Jim, last week, they will not acknowledge who they are. When I look at them, I can tell you what, they have white skin. They look white to me. They all want blonde-haired women. Seems like, okay, on all these news stations, a redhead. I mean, this is unbelievable. But all we hear is how the narrative is, oh, the white man, bad man, white man. I'm fed up with this crap.
Tom, listen, on Monday, I'll be able to, I'll give you more time on Monday, but I got one more caller I want to squeeze in. Gary in Arkansas. Yeah, Gary in Arkansas. Thank you, Tom. Gary in Arkansas, join the conversation.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Hello. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I called your show in June of 2020 and told you I had discovered the proof that nuclear weapons were not real. But I didn't know that. I didn't know if nuclear power was also a hoax. Well, a couple of days later, I discovered that nuclear power is also a hoax. The scientific proof of those claims is in the declassified Manhattan Project report. They were declassified in October of 1994. That stuff has been public domain for 30 years this year. And as far as I can tell, not one physicist has come forward to tell the public that nuclear weapons are a strategic deception and that nuclear power is a tax fraud.
Gary, listen, I respect your opinion, and I presume you respect mine when I take exception. I think you're wrong about this, but I know others who feel similarly, at least about nuclear weapons. Give us a final thought, Gary.
My question is, if you believe they're real, what is the physical basis for that claim? And the Manhattan reports show that uranium does not support a nuclear chain reaction. That's all there
well,
is.
Well, the complexities of nuclear physics are a whole other issue, but I can get nuke experts on here, Gary. Look, thank you for joining. Keith Rogers, you want to have a final thought here just as we close out the show, Keith?
Yeah, for one, another caller that is a Vietnam veteran. I know that a lot of these Vietnam veterans like yourself keep being lied to, but Ho Chi Minh of the North was the actual hero of Vietnam. He was an OSS agent, but a lot of people don't like to look at that. And the other thing about your other caller talking about Soros, the only thing that could be of value is to charge a anti-Semitism thing across the rest of the country to what Bibi Netanyahu would show, who has full control of the United States.
Yeah. I think he's in the process, you know, calling for shutting down our campuses. That is so outrageous. Everyone ought to repudiate him and say this is an insult to America, because it is. Keith, I'm glad you could join. Yeah.
There's 350 sorties took down Tokyo.
Yeah, please, yeah. Call back in on Monday, Keith. I'll be glad to give you more time. Meanwhile, everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. Have a great weekend and support RBN.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.